So I'm also glad that you're feeling better. And is he a Canadian?
He is.
Well, okay. So anyway, I guess you'd have to be. I was wondering if he was American because he came to Pride 48 all the way from Canada.
He did. All the way.
See, I didn't even know he was a Canadian.
Foreign country.
He used to listen to the Adam and Maddie show, and I'm sure I should have known that he was Canadian, but I don't remember that. Hmm? Anyway, so why do you say Mexican?
You don't listen to Big Fatty, do you? You know what? I wouldn't know because I have unsubscribed.
Occasionally.
But what I understand from hear tell from other people who do listen is that apparently Big Fatty calls everything Mexican that isn't American. So it doesn't matter what it is, it's Mexican. So
when next week when Big Fatty mentions me on his show for us talking about him, he would call it my Mexican lover?
He would not do that because he's not going to talk about you on his show. The chances of him talking about you on his show are slim and none.
He's mentioned me on his show already.
I don't listen. I am subscribed.
On the beginning, the beginning thing.
Oh, well, that's not him mentioning you. That's you playing a piece. That's you just playing with yourself.
He talks about it, and he talks to me. Anyway.
He does not talk to you. If you think that Big Fatty is talking to you, if you hear his voice talking to you, you need to seek help.
He talks directly to me.
You need to take some kind of psychiatric help. Big Fatty is not talking to you as you're walking through the grocery store. Oh, turn over there. Get that ham. You need to get that ham and take it home. That would be really good to have some bacon with that. That voice in your head is you going crazy.
I'm just saying, man, that cock is nice.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you think that Big Fatty is talking to you, if you hear his voice talking to you, you need to seek help.
Directly
you need to
me.
Take some kind of psychiatric help.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1114 of the BFO for Friday, the 4th of May 2012. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. I'll show y'all. I'm going to explain or try to explain what happened to yesterday's little show. Hello, Manuel's Big Fatty, that's a good one. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, you may wonder, Big Fatty, what is this music? Why are we being treated to a little song so early in the little show? Well, y'all, that's because, y'all, we have come upon a Mexican weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Because, y'all, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show, that Adam Burns and that Daniel Biba were referring to Mexicans. And, y'all, tamari, the 5th of May, the Cinco de Mayo, dear Gussie. Y'all, everybody's Mexican tamari, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, and it's also the full moon, so they'll be crazy Mexicans, oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, it's between the full moon and, tequila. I have a feeling Big Fatty is gonna lock himself in the fat cave, and try to stay safe. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like a lovely idea. So, y'all, do you have big plans for your Cinco de Mayo? Y'all, are you serving those racist, chips and salsa? Big Fatty, there nothing says racist more than chips and salsa. It's true, y'all, and I will not be a part of it. So, y'all, I am having, celery sticks and salsa. Big Fatty, nothing says non-racist like celery sticks and salsa. So, anyway, y'all, it's those racist chips. Yes, Big Fatty. So, there you go. woke up on Thursday morning, and y'all, there's the BFO sitting in the iTunes, but y'all, it's kind of ghosted, and I'm like, well, it didn't download properly. And y'all, so I click the button, to refresh it, and y'all, it says that it's timed out. And then I got the messages on the Twitter. Oh, I cannot get the BFO, oh, and y'all, I didn't know what was wrong with it, because I uploaded it just like I always do, and y'all, I was afraid I was going to have to call the patron saint of the BFO, that you know that is that Mr. Tim Carmel. But I said, well, I don't know. So y'all, I went over to the BFO, and y'all, I couldn't get it to load. And I went, well, now, wait a minute. Something smells fishy. And I do not mean Veritable Virgo's floor mats in his car. But y'all, something smelled fishy. And so y'all, I thought, well, now this is interesting. So, y'all, I went and I said, let me see if there's a problem over at the GoDaddy, thegodaddy.com. And y'all, I typed that in to the Firefox. And y'all, it wouldn't load the GoDaddy. And I thought, yes, Big Fatty, you've struck gold. Big Fatty has struck gold. And y'all, evidently, and this is just my theory. This is my theory that there was evidently some sort of issues with the GoDaddy, which was preventing the BFO, which is where it is hosted, from loading properly, and it prevented iTunes, the iChurch, from getting the BFO. So y'all, I think it is working properly now. But y'all, you may have to this morning go and get the Thursday show. Y'all, it was a classic episode, a classic. Y'all, it'll go down in the anus of the BFO. Big Fatty, please. And so y'all, you don't want to miss that, and because you know if you miss a day, you miss 20 minutes. You know, you get 20 minutes back. But anyway, check it out, y'all. But Big Fatty did not abandon you. No, Big Fatty, we know you would not do that. So anyway, y'all, a busy, busy, busy day in the coal mine today. And y'all, we had to, me and Larry Cly and old Vader. Y'all, since it was the National Day of Prayer, we did some manual labor. Y'all, we felt like Mexicans. We just felt like Mexicans, y'all. So we did some manual labor, and y'all, I gotta tell you, Big Fatty's back is bothering him this afternoon. Y'all, I think I overdid it, but we'll see. We shall just see, but anyway, I think that was about it. Y'all, I was trying to get my hair cut on Thursday, but y'all, I just couldn't, the time got away from me. Big Fatty, I wish the time would get away from you on this little show.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take this anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore! I'm mad as hell! I'm not
going to
take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell!
Now, y'all, today, Big Fatty's going to be blowing it out. Y'all, I got to tell you something. I'm becoming old E Pluribus, y'all. I'm becoming an angry old man. Yes, Big Fatty. Becoming. But anyway, y'all, I'm telling you, the cellular telephonic device is just about to drive me crazy. It is just about to drive me crazy, y'all, because It's bad enough that you get these robot calls, okay? But y'all, then you start getting these calls saying, if this call is for Larry H. Vader, if this is Larry H. Vader, press 1. If you need to pause to get Larry H. Vader to the phone, press 2. If Larry H. Vader is not at this number, press 3. And y'all, you press 3. And then Momo. Momo. Big Freddy, where did you get Momo? I don't know, no. Momo, y'all. Momo comes on and says, Yosh, is this Larry H. Vader? And I said, no, it's not. And I'm sick and tired of you calling my number. You continually call it. I tell you there's no one at this number by that name and to take this number off your list. And yet you still continue to call. Oh, we're very sorry, Momo. Bye-bye. And y'all, and that's it. And y'all, So y'all, we got that. We've got that going on. And y'all, then it's the block calls, and then it's the unknown 800 numbers or the 877 numbers and all. Y'all, I don't even answer them. If it says blocked or unknown caller or an 800 number or an 877 number, y'all, I don't even answer it. But y'all, it still just gets in my craw. Oh, dear, I see y'all. It makes me mad as a snake. Momo makes me mad as a snake. And y'all, then, you know, I don't like the texting. I do not like the texting. And y'all, I've got the very basic plan of the texting, 200 messages a month. And y'all, now I'm starting to get these little text messages. Congratulations, you may have won a Walmart gift card. Return the text to find out if you won. Y'all, these unsolicited textimoniums. Y'all, I just, between Momo and the textimoniums, y'all, I just, yes, Big Freddy, we've got it. And, y'all, it just irritates me. And y'all, you know, there's no way you can turn the texting off. If you have no texting on your plan and you receive these text messages, you've got to pay for them, incoming and outgoing. You cannot opt out of it, y'all. And, y'all, it just mad as a snake. Mad as a snake. So, y'all, and because if there were, y'all, that is, what is that? That is, what was that? Oh, yeah, that was some more of that chipotle mustard chicken and some green beans that I had for my lunch. And y'all, it's coming up on me now. Big Freddy, please. Y'all, it just mad as a snake. So, y'all, Big Freddy has blown it out now about Momo and the textimoniums. Yes, Big Freddy, we are with you on that. Yes! Yeah, guys, y'all, I just had to go over here to Spot and Big Fatty because it's going to make me feel better. It'll make me feel better than those textimoniums. Y'all, the last thing over here, that Patrick Plain up there in the New York, New York, so nice they named it twice. Y'all, he posted the picture of Big Fatty testing his new pink carpet look for the Pride 48. And, y'all, Big Fatty is a penis. Big Fatty, people have been calling you that for years. Y'all, then Miss Kathy Bacon, has sent in a picture of Big Fatty, and she says, does Big Fatty love the mouse turd? No, excuse me, moose turd, not mouse turd. Big Fatty, oh, wait a minute, how do you spell mouse? M-O-U-S-E, mouse turd, that's right. Y'all, I think she meant mustard. And Big Fatty does like the mustard. Y'all, Big Fatty's celebrated National Shrimp Scrimps. You know, Omar used to say that, Scrimp Scampi Day. And y'all, then there's a picture of Big Fatty celebrating Kiss Your Mate Day. And y'all, then Miss Catty, boy, Craddy, Kathy Bacon posted a picture of Big Fatty's Patty's Fatty Smell. Big Fatty! Do Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm sure there'll be some postings over there of spotting Big Fatty celebrating the Cinco de Mayo, dear Gussie. So anyway, y'all, I finally got the Twitty to open up correctly. Y'all, I've approved, you know, I had 18 requests over there. And y'all, I apologize to those of you who I have not gotten back with, but y'all, you got to remind Big Fatty that you sent a request to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty, y'all, because I don't go over here that often. But y'all, I approved some of you that I knew or saw that you were following other folks and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, but there's some I don't know. Y'all, that Ronnie Bird wants to follow Big Fatty, the Glitter Puss, who is a Runner Reader and Crossword Fanatic, wants to follow Big Fatty. Christian Messa, Big Fatty Messa in your shot. Yes. WNY Western New York Star Sage. Y'all, I don't have any fucking idea what that means. Hockey Guy 13. Thomas, y'all, he is a fat, black, tired, thrilling, open-minded man. Big Fatty, the only thing that's missing there is Walnut Hills. Oh, y'all, we are only minutes away from the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. Y'all, it's coming up on Monday, y'all. So, y'all, if you haven't already done so, get your card in the mail to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. And, y'all, or you can just go over to that whore button over at the Vons' website. Yo, yo, yo! Website and just click on that and send cash, y'all. Just send cash. That's what a whore wants anyway. Big Fatty, you're just being ugly. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I realize I hadn't been over here to Life's Little Instruction Book in a while. I'll tell you why in a minute. But y'all, here are a few things for you to think about over the weekend. If in a fight, hit first and hit hard. Return all the things you borrow. Teach some kind of class and be a student in some kind of class. Never buy a house without a fireplace. And once in your life, own a convertible. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've never owned a convertible, but, you know, y'all, I'm not a really a sun person. No, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, the reason I think that I've forgotten to go over to the Life's Little Instruction Book more often is, y'all, is when the grinder is running, I forget that that's Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your escapades. So, anyway, y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the BFO and see if we got any, some things over here in the mailbag. Big Fatty, let's check it out. Paul has sent me something about perfume. Y'all, it was some sort of perfume bottle. I don't know what that means. But y'all, I clicked on the bottle and it didn't do a damn thing. Trucker Alex sent me something. Y'all, it's a picture. It's a picture of hydrogen. And y'all, it shows hydrogen up there in the heavens, and all the people are rising from Earth, going into the going into the heavens, and y'all, they're rising into the heavens because hydrogen's running the vacuum cleaner. Big Fatty, that's a good one. So, anyway, y'all, if you're heading to heaven, maybe it's because they're doing some cleaning. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope that if your celebration includes being a Mexican, that you enjoy your racist chips and salsa, and y'all, we will be back here on Monday, y'all. What do you think of that, old Daniel Biba?
If you think that Big Fatty is talking to you, if you hear his voice talking to you, you need to seek help.
Directly
you
to
need to
me.
Take some kind of psychiatric help.
Big Fatty, it's like hearing that voice of conscience.
What happened?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.